Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom,
am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. At this time,
hi everyone, it's Sister Jenna from the America Meditating Radio, and I'm doing an extremely special show for you today. I'm sitting here with an amazing man that I met as we were in the process of moving Sister Geeta out of her beautiful Sunny Isles apartment, heading her back to the nice and cold and breezy Washington, D.C. While I was moving out, I actually bumped into a wonderful man who had some movers in his apartment, and I just was nosy, because that's what I am. I'm always nosy, right? You notice? I'm so nosy. I'm curious. I'm curious, Max. I'm a curious, curious bee. And I just stopped into Max's apartment without him inviting me and wanted to find out if I could borrow his movers. Long story short, I ended up meeting one of the most beautiful human beings in a long time. Max gently told me as we were standing by his door, "Come on in." I says, "No, I just wanted to check." And he goes, "You know, I'm Max." And he shared with me that he was going through a little bit of a health opportunity, basically terminal illness, cancer, and that he was told that he had a year to live, and he passed it. And the smile on Max's face and the sparkle in his eyes and the gentleness of his spirit made me pause for a moment. And I knew I wanted to know who this soul was. So sitting next to me is Gregory James Maxwell from Peoria, Illinois, where it's very nice and cold there. And he has completely relocated to Florida to spend his eternal, amazing next 20, 30 years of his lifetime here, just unfolding and seeing the power of magic and the power of God. Now, Max and I have been talking, right?
Yeah.
And thank you for doing this, because I think this is going to be a wonderful opportunity. And it's funny, because here we are recording this conversation on the King James Bible with you. Isn't that sweet?
That is a blessing.
And so, Max, as you know, we met each other, and I think we clicked a little.
I'd say a lot.
And I think that what happened is that the two of us just connected at a soul-to-soul level. And what touched me is not just your story. Like, I don't look at you in pity or in sympathy. I just find Max to be an inspiration, and I shared in a lecture yesterday in Hollywood that I learned just joy from you, just joy from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what I'd like to do is just find out a little bit about you. Earlier on, you told me a little bit of your story, but for our listeners on the radio, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about the soul of Max in this journey, in this incarnation. Born to a father who's in the military, who married your mom when she was 17. 15 and had you at 17.
She was...
First son.
Her first son was my brother, Scott, and she was pregnant at 15. My father was 17 in high school. He dropped out, went to the Marine Corps. To this day, 63-some years later, we're still married and together, and
Wow.
Beautiful relationship.
That's so good to hear that. Now, did you join the military too, like your father?
I joined the Marine Corps right out of high school.
Okay, great. And how long did you stay in?
3 years.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it very much so, but there was more to do than just in the Marine Corps.
Mm.
I felt that I could do much more. Not that the Marine Corps was shabby or wasn't very good. It was awesome. There was something else.
So something more. And then after the Marine Corps, what did you do?
After the Marine Corps, I came home and got married pretty quickly to Linda, my first wife, whom I had a daughter with. And she had already a son when I married her. His name is Nathan. He was 2 years old when I became his father. She never lasted a whole lot longer and passed away. And then I had my daughter and Nathan. And then, long story short, Nathan overdosed on opioids.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
What year was that? Do you remember the year?
No, I would say 6 years ago, because my wife passed. My second wife, Ruth, passed 5 years ago. So he passed of an opioid overdose, and then my wife, Ruth, passed about a year later.
That's what fascinated me about you, Max, because as you were telling me that your son passed away about 5 years ago, and then a year after your son passed away, your second wife, who you loved very deeply, passed away 2 years after that. And then, right? And then after that, you were diagnosed with terminal cancer.
I was diagnosed with head cancer, which originated in my tonsils, which I had a tumor in the back of my mouth. They cut it out, surgeried it out, and I did my chemotherapy for 6 months, I believe it was. The doctor, after the therapy was over, said, well, we'll give it a month and let's see, come back. It wasn't but a couple of weeks, 3 weeks perhaps, I felt the lumps underneath my jaw started growing right back. So the chemo did nothing at all.
Did you always have a long beard, or did that come after the lumps?
No, the beard came to hide
the lumps,
the tumors that would be growing. And I could always grow my beard pretty good, so I just figured I'd grow a beard and no one would know I have the tumors in my neck.
Right, right. That's amazing. Now, you worked as a welder.
Yes. I learned my trade from the Marine Corps.
Everyone, if you're hearing that little squeaky sound, that's Cooper, Max's service dog, who's just having a wonderful time in the background, just playing and looking at Dad right now as we're going through this wonderful conversation. So enjoy the atmosphere and the scene that we're creating for you in this podcast.
But from the Marine Corps, I actually learned, I took my GI Bill out and went to a community college, learned how to weld, came to Florida, worked in the boatyards, worked as an iron worker. Then my father called and said the pipe fitters, steam fitters back home were hiring their apprenticeship program. And I knew that would be a good trade to get into and a pension. So I went home and did a 5-year apprenticeship program to learn my trade of welding. And the Lord just blessed me with good eye-hand coordination. And He just seemed to bless me throughout my career. I retired at 55.
Oh, wow. So, Max, you worked at nuclear plants. You worked in nuclear plants. Did you ever blame that environment for your cancer?
No, I haven't blamed anything for my cancer.
I've noticed that about you. You don't seem to blame or judge. Where do you get that faith or that strength from?
Above, from Christ.
Have you always been very religious?
I've always been a Christian as far as believing in the gospel when I was a child, for that's when I learned about the gospel of Christ. My mother, my father, at a very young age, took us, the family, to Sunday school and church. So I was brought up in the gospel of Christ. No denomination, just it's a Bible-believing church we went to, and we were taught the Bible, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and that is how we came to know the Lord.
And that's wonderful, because you and I have been talking a lot, and even though my background is different in terms of I'm more spiritual, eclectic, universal, but I embrace all faith, you're very specific in your faith, and you do believe that if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that that will be a pathway to help to liberate you. But one thing that struck me today was when you said, you know, I'm going to be a little bit more open to hear a little bit more, because I guess not everybody can be wrong, right? And everyone's got to have a purpose for being here. As you're moving into this stage, and everyone, you know, you're tuning into a special segment of America Meditating Radio, and we're having a heart-to-heart conversation with Gregory James Maxwell from Peoria, Illinois, who has been diagnosed with terminal ill cancer and was only given a year to live, and now he's past his year. And I'm sitting here with him in his apartment, and he looks bright, shiny, happy, healthy, wise. Got a long beard, looks like he needs to get on the Harley Davidson pretty soon, but he grew the beard because he wanted to hide the lumps that were growing out of his neck and his jaw. And what we're looking at today is to really, you know, he's been given a contract that this is how much longer you have. You know, the doctor said you only have a year, and he's gone over a year. What does someone like you think about the current times in the country? America's been going through a lot in the last 2 or 3 years. What are you feeling? What would you tell Americans now as you look at life in this very priceless, delicate moment of your own journey?
Just to love one another. As simple as that.
Yeah.
I have no answers or political answers to anything.
What would you tell the kids of today?
Open your Bibles.
What would you tell women of today who are feeling like it's time for them to rise up and become the voices of change?
Go for it.
How deep is your love for God?
I, right now, am at so much peace and joy, and that has only came from above to me. It's a gift. It's not something that I work at. I don't get up in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to try to be happy and enjoy this day. I wake up happy and at peace and joy, and it's something that it's a gift.
Yeah, it is a gift. I can see it in you. Are you afraid at all?
Not at all.
Now, you and I spoke about healing yourself. We have a little bit of a bet going on. Every day you put your beautiful hands of light by where the lumps are, and you don't know. You're just going to tell God, look, you either reduce them or you keep them, whatever. I'm yours. I'm surrendered to you. So I'm going to bet that you're going to be outlasting many of us. And I've had been my honor and privilege to have met you and now call you friend.
Thank you.
And I think on behalf of all of us here in the studio and those of you who are tuning in, again, just send your blessings and your wishes and your prayers to Gregory James Maxwell. He's not asking you for them. He doesn't need them. He's got so much faith in his pinky, don't even ask. But it's been very powerful to just look at him just so at peace. I took him to Fisher Island today to meet a few friends, and while we went to get salad, they just said, God, I want what he has. There's just such peace. And maybe that's all we want right now. Maybe we all should live as if we have a contract. And maybe we only have a few days left. Maybe our hearts will expand, our conscience will become clean, we'll be more at peace with ourselves. So let's all imagine that today is really the most important day of our lives, and that there's a lot of folks out there who are going through much greater challenges than we are, and they're able to keep their calm and their peace and their faith and their love in the one above. Thank you so much for enjoying this little special segment. Looking forward to communicating with you more and more. And don't forget to follow us on our Facebook and Twitter account. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. We really are here to love each other the same and shine so bright that everyone around you will shine too. Take care, everyone. Sister Jenna, you've been listening to America Meditating Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Did you enjoy that conversation?
because you can also listen to it on Spotify or in iTunes, 24/7, anytime, anywhere. I do trust we all have inner power to become our very best. When we listen with curiosity to learn more, we grow. So thanks so much for tuning in, and do be easy on yourself. Take care.